Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan spoke to Congress today. He said the U.S. economy remains fundamentally strong, but he also acknowledged that worries about war and corporate corruption are a drag on growth. Appearing before a House Senate panel, Greenspan also said the economy could probably absorb the cost of a war against Iraq with minimal damage. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Greenspan told the Joint Economic Committee that the underlying fundamentals of the economy are solid. He said there are no imbalances, no huge inventories of unsold goods that would tip the United States back into a recession. But he said weak stock prices, the continuing fallout from corporate corruption scandals, and the threat of a war in Iraq were affecting growth.
Over the last few months, these forces have taken their toll on activity. And evidence has accumulated that the economy has hit a soft patch. Households have become more cautious in their purchases, while business spending has yet to show any substantial vigor.
Once the political outlook in the Middle East stabilizes, Greenspan said, the economy should be in a position to rebound. Greenspan expressed little enthusiasm for economic stimulus plans now being discussed in Congress. He said the Fed itself is much more effective at priming the economic pump because it can act more quickly, as it did last week when it cut key interest rates half a percentage point. And he said it can reverse course just as fast if its stimulus efforts generate higher inflation. Greenspan said Congress could move to make last year's tax cuts permanent, as many legislators want, but he said that probably wouldn't help the economy much.
I know that there's a presumption that if you make those tax cuts permanent, it will add stimulus to the economy. I doubt it.
Greenspan said the financial markets already assume that Congress will renew the tax cuts when they expire at the end of the decade. Because of that, he said any attempt to rescind the tax cuts, as some other members of Congress are proposing, can only hurt the economy. At one point, the Fed chairman was asked about the potential impact of the war on the economy. White House officials have estimated that a war against Iraq could cost $100 billion or more at a time when the federal budget is sliding back into deficit. Greenspan said the economy can probably absorb the cost of war. Defense spending as a percentage of the nation's gross domestic product is considerably smaller than it was 50 years ago, Greenspan said.
I would be very doubtful if the impact on the economy is more than modest, largely because this is not Vietnam or Korea. Korea, it had a really monumental effect, basically because the economy was so much smaller than it is today. And the size of the operations are not all that much different.
Greenspan also addressed fears that a weakening economy might actually lead to deflation, a widespread decline in prices that, among other things, can cause asset values to decline. Greenspan said Fed officials had seen no evidence that deflation is a threat, but he also said Fed officials were vigilantly guarding against it and were determined not to let it, quote, creep up on us unseen. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.